$1 billion, according to Nilu Puspa, through Meeting Incentive Convention and Exhibition other MICE, the tourist foreign exchange target can be achieved. Nilu further explained that MICE does not always rely on the government through the state budget, but can also be organized by the private sector and the community. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, Agus Jamil, encourages the use of electric public transportation in everyday life. According to him, this effort is more effective in suppressing air pollution, which is a current concern. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, he stated that such effort would be likely more effective to reduce air pollution in big cities, including Jakarta.
The objective is to get the clean air, the climate, the less emission.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, if we spend more on the EV for the public transportation, for the electric bus. This is Jakarta now. At the moment, we have around 300. Electric bus or the commuter line, like LRT, things like that, yeah, which one go, you can carry a lot of people, that reduce traffic and reduce the emission. That will be, need to consider more, yeah, to have a public transportation based on the clean fuel, like electric.
Previously, the Minister of Investment and Downstream and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, conveyed the government's discourse to encourage the development of the Pindad Maung tactical vehicle into an electric vehicle. According to him, this can accelerate the energy transition to renewable energy. On the other hand, PT Pindad already has one prototype, namely the Pindad Morino electric vehicle, which was introduced some time ago. Based on information on the official PT Pindad website, the Morino EV is a light four-wheeled electric vehicle to support operations with high mobility. A state-owned food company ensures food stability during the Islamic month of Ramadan. Rama Shidki Pratama has the details.
Kami senantiasa sebagai holding pangan BUMN untuk mensupport ya ketersediaan pangan ini dan harga yang sesuai yang ditetapkan oleh pemerintah. Bahkan kemarin dengan Pak Kapolri juga ya intinya jangan sampai.
We as the state-owned food holding company always support food availability with prices that align with those set by the government. Even at yesterday's meeting with the National Police Chief, the main point was there should be no exceedance above the highest retail price. So the hope is that sellers can maintain this and not take advantage by raising prices. Despite its status as a commercial company, ID Food is assigned by the Indonesian government to maintain food availability and its price stability alongside other institutions, especially 10 food stocks, such as sugar, meat, and cooking oil. Sis Apik added that the company has involved the state-owned postal company, Pos Indonesia, to ensure smooth food distribution. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian House of Representatives legislation body conducted a working visit to West Nusa Tenggara to absorb aspirations related to the revision of the law on the protection of Indonesian migrant workers. This visit aims to enrich the substance of the revision of law number 18 of 2017 and resolve various West Nusa Tenggara issues, from illegal migrant workers to legal protection and human rights. The chairman of the House legislation body, Bob Hassan, revealed West Nusa Tenggara is one of the largest migrant workers contributors in Indonesia.
Lihat bahwa NTB ini kan termasuk tenaga kerja atau pekerja migran Indonesia yang cukup besar. kalau nggak salah tadi ranking 4 ya. Yang legal itu ada 50 ribu lebih.
Sidat is one of the largest providers of Indonesian migrant workers. If I'm not mistaken, it was ranked 4th. There are more than 50,000 legal ones working abroad. However, it is not clearly recorded. Perhaps there are many more who are unofficial. It is very important that the drafting of our law this time must really have a novelty of renewal, where we must also improve human rights, even though they are illegal migrant workers. According to Bob Hassan, the House of Representatives legislation body is trying to collect empirical data as material for formulating the concept of an academic manuscript for the revision of the law. This revision of the law is expected to provide optimal protection for migrant workers from the departure process to their return, as well as improving the welfare and legal certainty for those working abroad. We continue with an Indonesian nutritionist, Wita Rizky Amelia, who suggested Muslims not eating much carbohydrate during their month-long Ramadan fast. In a VOI talk interview by RRI Voice of Indonesia on Friday, she advised Muslims to eat more proteins while taking the sahur, or pre-fasting meal before the dawn.
Before dawn, every people try to eat mostly were carbohydrates, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, what we need is not just carbohydrates. We need to have an endurance during the day, so we need mostly were proteins, okay? Because if you eat a lot of carbohydrates in sugar, you cannot have the endurance during the day.
Amelia added, a fasting person should also eat vegetables and avoid eating lots of sugar. According to her, eating too much sugar can accelerate dehydration during fasting. Amelia also advised people with congenital diseases to see the doctor before fasting to check up their health condition. The last news comes from Indonesian racer Sean Delisle made history at the FIA World Endurance Championship by becoming the first Indonesian racer to win pole position after recording the fastest time of 1 minute 50. 4.239 seconds in the hyperpole session of the LMGT3 class at a Lusail International Circuit, Qatar, on Thursday local time. Driving the McLaren 720S LMGT3 Evo belonging to the United Autosports team, Sean ensured his team started from pole position in the Qatar 18-12 km race held on Friday. Sean, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Friday, said McLaren car seemed very suitable for the Lusail circuit, so his team could be fast. Sean's success was even more complete with United Autosports dominance. His teammate Sebastian Bout, driving the number 59 car, took second place, giving the British team a front row lookout for the race. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listener, now is time for us to present you with commentary.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comment and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Today's commentary is on benefits of fasting for physical and mental health. Indonesia is a country with predominantly Muslim population. For Muslims all over the world, Including in Indonesia, the fasting month of Ramadan in the Islamic calendar, which this year coincides with March in the Gregorian calendar, is a month full of grace and forgiveness. There are many wisdoms and benefits of fasting that can be obtained if you do it wholeheartedly, not just physical but also spiritual benefits. It is even said that fasting can increase a person's intelligence. Fasting can train faith, increase spiritual levels, and gain forgiveness from Allah, the Almighty God. Fasting regularly is thought to minimize the risk of heart disease, cholesterol, and hypertension compared to people who do not fast. This is because fasting can form a person's habit of maintaining a regular and healthier diet. Not only physically, fasting is also beneficial for mental health. It can help reduce stress-inducing hormones and stimulate endorphins, which are good for reducing anxiety. This is because the function of fasting improves the body metabolism. Fasting can also develop your intelligence. Research from the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans states that fasting can improve brain function by increasing the protein produced in the brain. This protein can help rejuvenate and regenerate brain stem cells. A Muslim who fasts wholeheartedly will feel close to God. This is what makes a person have an inner atmosphere that is calmer, can think clearly, and is far from excessive anger. Indeed, a fasting person is not only obliged to fast from dawn to dusk, but must also control emotions and do various good deeds. Researchers from the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans also stated, fasting with the intention of purifying the soul can overcome bad intentions such as violating norms within oneself. This means that fasting is actually highly recommended for physical and mental health, not only for Muslims who do it because of obligation, but for everyone regardless of religion and belief, considering its benefits. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that's commentary and today's news. Tourist word of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero of Indonesia and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
Warnai hari. Barat is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compulsory barat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call Gempol as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in on Voice of Indonesia, the English service of Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian culture, art, tradition, food, and many other interesting things from Indonesia that we present to you on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, today's editions of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you the Kaaba Hill from Bengkulu. Listeners, Kaaba Hill is included in the Nature Tourism Park, the largest flower conservation area in the world, namely the giant Rafflesia arnoldi flowers, and has an area of around 13,940 hectares and is at an altitude of more than 1,900 meters above sea level. This natural tourist area is located in Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu province, and about 90 kilometers west of Bengkulu city. For visitors who want to visit this location, can reach it from Bengkulu City or Palembang City via Lahat Regency. Access to this natural tourist location is also quite easy. Surrounded by natural conditions that are still very beautiful, this location is one of the favorite tourist attractions for visitors, especially Bengkulu residents or beginners climbers. Visitors who come to this location will be presented with a natural view in the form of tropical rainforest, which is still very natural and gives the impressions of calm, and the air is quite cool. To get to the top of this hill, there are two access points. namely via footpath, which can be only traversed on foot, or via paved road, which can be passed by both two-wheeled and four-wheeled vehicles. Footpaths can be chosen for visitors who want to get a natural atmosphere with hiking activities. Meanwhile, the paved path is intended for visitors who do not have enough stamina to hike on foot. When starting to climb Kaaba Hills, visitors will enjoy the panoramic view of the vegetable gardens of local residents. When entering the forest area, visitors will feel the cool air and the chirping of birds, which seem to welcome the visitors. The further go up, visitors will find that the tree vegetation becomes less and less. This indicates the journey is getting closer to the camping locations. This camping location is often used by visitors to enjoy views of the sunrise or sunset. From this location, visitors can continue the journey, which is divided into two more routes, namely the ascending and descending routes. Visitors who want to enjoy views of the mountain crater from the top of the hill will choose the climbing routes. Meanwhile, those who want to see the crater up close will choose the descending route. For visitors who want to see the crater up close, it is recommended to wear a mask because the smell of the sulfur is very strong around the crater. In this tourist area, there are several facilities that were deliberately built by the management for the comfort of visitors. The management of this hill, or known as Pokdarwis, or Tourist Awareness Group, provides facilities such as transportations, accommodations, food, or catering facilities for climbers who choose to camp at the locations, guides, and much more. The entrance ticket price offered by the management is quite cheap. Visitors will only be charged an entrance fee of around 5,000 rupiah per person, and BUMDES, or village-owned enterprise service, of 6,500 Indonesian rupiahs. Meanwhile, vehicle parking costs range from 10,000 to 15,000 rupiahs. That was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. I'll see you again.
I'm nothing is for real. Selagu disco yang buat aku gosong. Klub ini ramai tapi jiwa aku kosong. Ini jiwa masa. The great night count with a bright smile even when the lights down. Looks cool, cute. Ini jiwa ku terancam dan hatiku tergores oleh pandangan yang tajam. Ku hampiri dia, kita bertukar info. Tak masuk majalah tapi kita dalam tempo. Musik disco ini disco karena dia bukan gadis. Ku lelaki bermulut pahit ambil gadis manis. Mata-mata melihatku seperti James Bond. And I went home, yeah I went home. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long.
Indonesia.
Listener, the free nutritious meals program carried out by the Indonesian government has been running up to now. The implementation of the program also has its challenges. What are the challenges? Here is the answer of Professor of the Department of Community Nutrition, Faculty of Human Ecology, IPB University, Professor Dr. Hardinsyah MS.
The challenge, I think, first, how the manager of each of the food service unit, the SPPG, can continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food. Without depend on the local food availability, the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more fruit locally. Yeah. So the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit, including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety states, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
Well, listener, to get the details about the talks, watch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the Perusahaan Ekspedisi. The Perusahaan Ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya, which means how much is the fee. Mengirim, which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Indonesia.
Viewer listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Penjaga Hati by Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released in 2001, was popularized by an Indonesian noted male singer, Ari Lasso. The song composed by Piyu Padi tells about someone who really admires the love of his life. He will give up his whole to be the guardian of her heart. Well, listener, here is Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong with the song Penjaga Hati. Happy listening!
Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Takkan ku temui wanita sepertimu, takkan ku dapatkan rasa cinta ini. Ku bayangkan bila kau datang, ku baru bahagiakan aku. Ku serahkan seluruh hidupku menjadi penjaga hatimu. Thank you.
meski aku telah terbiasa, bahkan hatiku pada wanita. Wanita sepertimu, takkan ku dapatkan rasa cinta ini. Ku bayangkan bila kau datang, ku perlu bahagiakan aku, serahkan seluruh hidupku menjadi penjaga hatimu.
Voice of Indonesia. Make sure you send us your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or you can send a direct message, mention us on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official, voi_official. We are also available on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma, along with the other crew today. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy welcoming the fasting month of Ramadan for all Muslims around the world. Keep tuning in on Indonesia Today and the English service of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
だからこれはボイスオブインドネシアです。日本語で放送されているボイスオブインドネシアはインドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。
Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyo, 2025年2月28日、私、エンガルが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き、周波数 3325kHz や 4755kHz から、ボイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。今日の見出しは、観光省2025年に1460万から1600万人の外国人観光客誘致を目標に、インドネシアとニュージーランドのオンブズマンに国間協力について協議、副大統領地方政府に無料食事プログラムの食料確保を指示。最初のニュースです。観光省は2015年のインドネシアへの外国人観光客数を1460万から1600万人とする目標を設定しました。一方、国内観光客数は10億8000万回の移動を目指しています。このことは観光副大臣ニール・プスパー氏が2014から2019年までにインドネシア文化創作スポーツ連盟協理事会の就任式で2月27日にジャカルタで挨拶した際に述べられました。ニール・プスパー氏は関係者との連携により、この目標の達成が可能だと楽観視しています。私たちは常に楽観的でなければなりません。副大臣の仕事は本当に素晴らしいものです。最終的に私たちはコラボレーションが不可欠であり、一人ではできないことを認識しました。みんなで協力し合い、お互いのエゴを抑え、社会に良い影響を与える活動を継続しなければなりません。では、誰と協力するのか。それは、他の省庁、関連機関、コミュニティの仲間、そして観光業界に共通のビジョンを持つ民間企業です。また、ニール・プスパ氏は、観光省、もう一つの目標として、国に対して、190億から、221億コミドルの外交を生み出すことを挙げました。彼女によると、この目標は MOUSE ミーティングインセンティブコンベンションの規約を通じて達成可能です。さらに彼女は、 MOUSE は国家予算に依存するだけでなく、民間企業やコミュニティによる開催も受けると説明しました。次は、インドネシアのオンブスマンは2月27日にジャカルタでニュージーランドのオンブスマンと2国間協力のフォローアップについて協議しました。インドネシアのオンブスマン副長官であるボビー・ハムザル・ドラフィヌス氏は、協力の目的心の一つがガバナンスの強化であると述べました。ニュージーランドは優れたガバナンスを持つ国として知られており、その知見をインドネシアで生かすことが期待されています。最初のニュースです。ギブラン・ラカボミン・ラカ副大統領は、地方政府に対し、政府の無料栄養食プログラムの実施を支えるための食料備蓄を確保するよう指示しました。2月28日、ジョージア州マグランの士官学校で地方政府の指導者たちに対し、彼は優先プログラムの成果は、 中央政府と地方政府の連携に大きく依存すると強調しました。
LRE 海外放送局 Voice of Indonesia は英語、フランス語、ドイツ語、オランダ語、スペイン語、アラビア語、中国語、日本語、インドネシア語の9言語サービスで放送を行っています。この放送は短波周波数 3325kHz および 4755kHz 経由で放送され www.4unews.com